গতদিন আমরা মহাপরাক্রমশালী
Yesterday, we have heard how powerful king of Magadha kingdom, Jarasandha, by the plan of the Supreme Lord, was killed by Bhimasen. We heard by there. Further on, Pandavas arranged for Digvijay. Digvijay means conquering all the directions. And why they did so? They wanted to arrange for Rajasuya Yagya, isn't it? So in this way, four brothers, Arjun, Bhimasen, Nakul and Sahadev, four brothers went to four directions to conquer all of those kings in those directions. If someone doesn't conquer whole the world, then they cannot rule it, meaning Maharaj Yudhishthir. And without that, without the rule of the whole earth, and also without so much wealth, it's not possible to arrange for Rajasuya sacrifice. By Maharaj Yudhishthir's instruction, Arjun offered obeisances to him and he went towards north. So he conquered all of those mentioned Sumandalzairya kings. In this way, some kings would surrender themselves immediately, but if they wouldn't, then the fearsome battles would start. So in this way, Arjun would conquer them all. Up to Jyotishpur, he conquered all the countries. There was also powerful King Bhagadatta. Kirat and other countries were conquered. So further fearsome battles would take place. And in this way, all the north was conquered by Arjun alone. And from there, he collected so many gifts. They needed so much wealth to perform Rajasuya sacrifice. And in this way, as so many kings were conquered, so much wealth was collected. So in this way, he would reach up to Himalayas. Some of the smaller kingdoms' kings would immediately, out of fear, surrender. So, victory flags were put up to Himalayas, throughout Himalayas, by Arjun. So in this way, Arjun reached Manasarovar, where Mahadev lives. Complete north was conquered by him. And he also wanted to conquer Harivarsha. Actually, humans are not allowed to enter there. But as Arjun reached, inhabitants of Harivarsha, Kimpurushas, they told to Arjun, just the fact that you reach here means you are victorious because humans can't enter here. So Arjun explained how his older brother, King Yudhishthir, in order to rule all the directions, he has sent him. He has sent them four brothers and that he came to the north. And they asked him in return, what do you want? And Arjun explained that they need so much wealth, gold, etc. So being pleased with Arjun, inhabitants of Harivamsha collected so much of the wealth, gold, jewels, different kind of jewelry, along with dresses and deer skins for the saints to sit upon. So in this way, Arjun, along with his generals, brought so much wealth back to Indraprastha and happily surrendered it to King Yudhishthir, whose happiness knew no end. In this way, King Yudhishthir glorified Arjun and said, "By your mercy, this all happened." And further on, King Yudhishthir sent Bhimasen towards east. Bhimasen had such a huge body, so he looked like Yamaraj, the king of death himself. In this way, he reached Chedi kingdom when Shishupal was a king who was very cunning. And immediately seeing powerful Bhimasen, he said, "We are the same family, I won't fight with you." And he surrendered wealth to Bhimasen without fight. So in this way, further and further countries were conquered. And so much wealth was brought by Bhimasen. He reached up to Magadha kingdom when Jarasandha's son, Sahadev, lived, who was already surrendered. In this way, so many countries up to Bangladesh. In this way, up to Bengal countries, Bhimasen conquered all of those kings. And as they were giving gifts, Bhimasen told them that they should come and be present at Rajasua sacrifice, and they agreed. Further on, another brother, Sahadev, was sent towards south. He came conquering countries up to Kuntibhoj, the kingdom of his grandfather. So much of wealth he also collected. He reached up to King, where Hanuman used to live, and famous King Bali. Also further mentioned kings, they were all conquered. And so many further kings and those areas close to the ocean where Mlechas were living. Also all of these mentioned areas, Orissa including. In this way, he conquered also Yavanas. And he came close to Lanka, meaning Sri Lanka, where he gave the news to Vibhishan, "Either you surrender or we will fight." Vibhishan is Bhakta, so he surrendered and he gave so much of the wealth. And Nahul Maharaj, he was sent towards west. So he conquered those mentioned countries there. All of those and other countries were conquered by him, and so much of wealth he gathered as well. He came up to the river Sarasvati, where all of those kings, hundreds and hundreds, thousands and thousands of kings were conquered by him. And he brought so much wealth as well. So in this way, those four brothers, they conquered all four directions and brought wealth to King Yudhishthir. and they surrendered to him. In this way, Rajasuya sacrifice was started to be arranged for. There was no lack in anything. There was so much wealth, jewelry, everything that was required. All the storages were full. All the treasuries, wealth storages, everything was full. So in this way, ministers, seeing that everything needed is prepared, they told to King Yudhishthir that by the desire of Shri Krishna, now he can start arranging for Rajasuya sacrifice. So Vaisampaya Rishi continued, O King Janamejaya, when Dwarakadish, the Supreme Lord Shri Krishna Chandra, heard, he didn't wait for invitation. He came himself to bestow mercy. Vaisampaya Rishi in this way spoke to King Janamejaya, saying, O King, Supreme Lord Shri Krishna, he is Narayan himself. He is the greatest personality in this creation. He is creator of all this universe. He is controller of all the creation, and he is merciful upon his devotees, bestowed the mercy upon his devotees. So in order to bless King Yudhishthir, although he brought so much wealth earlier, again now, for arrangements for Rajasuya sacrifice, he brought so much wealth. In this way, he reached Indraprastha, where from all four directions he was welcomed. Everyone was blissful as Shri Krishna came. Also, so many kings were already present in the kingdom, and they all came to offer obeisances to Shri Krishna as well. So everyone came to welcome Shri Krishna, including King Yudhishthir, all the other Pandavas, their priest Daumya, and all the rishis, saints that were present. So King Yudhishthir expressed that all the directions were conquered and so much wealth collected. So he now pleaded, humbly asked the Supreme Lord Shri Krishna to please now initiate Rajasuya sacrifice. And he said, now give me permission to perform Rajasuya sacrifice. Shri Krishna answered, he says, it's nothing from my side. You're thanking me so much. We are the same family. You're calling me Hrishikesh, the Supreme Lord, but there is no need for that. He said, it's all by the good reactions for your good deeds. So in this way, Yudhishthir gathered his priest, Daumya, and other priests, and he instructed them to make proper arrangements for Rajasuya sacrifice. Sahadev came. He was so enthusiastic. He said, I'm so enthusiastic to serve. Please instruct me as well. So Maharaj is saying, in this example, we can see that enthusiasm is necessary. Without great enthusiasm, it's not possible to perform great deeds. So he said, "Everything is ready. Please instruct us. We want to serve." So in this way, Krishna Dvaipayan Rishi, meaning Vedavyas, he was present there amongst the saints, and he brought his disciples. Yajnavalkya was there to perform sacrifices along with Daumya, the priest of Pandavas, who was there at sacrificial fire. So many of the further saints were present there. Yajnashala, the sacrificial arena, was amazing. They were places for kings to sit, saints, married saints, their disciples, their sons, etc. All the separate arrangements were made for each of them, for all of them. Also brahmanas and all the family members, friends, all the other kshatriyas, visitors, they were arrangements for everyone. Everyone was present. Brahmanas who were knowledgeable in Vedas and Vedanta. The place was so beautiful. There were trees surrounding all the area. They were giving fruits, flowers. And seeing those trees, it didn't look that they were just now arranged for, but it looked they were there from long time ago. In this way, King Yudhishthir, he invited also Bhishma Dev and also their teacher, Dronacharya. So in this way, Grandfather Bhishma and Dronacharya, their teacher, along with Vidura and Kurus, Uncle Shakuni, all of those mentioned personalities, they were all invited and they reached. They came from Hastinapur. All of those mentioned kings, from all of those mentioned kingdoms, they all came, they were all present. And from Dvaraka also, so many personalities came, and we will mention just some of the main ones. So many of the Madhavas came. In this way, Maharaj Yudhishthir, he spoke to Grandfather Bhishma Dev. He offered obeisances to him along with their teacher, Dronacharya. So he asked for their help. He said, "I alone cannot do anything just by all of your blessings. I am able to arrange. So please bless me so that I can complete this sacrifice." In this way, King Yudhishthir further arranged and gave the services to everyone. In this way, each of the personalities got certain services in distributing meals. Some were there, as for example, Kripacharya. He took care about jewelry and the arrangements for gifting them. Kripacharya also took care about donations. Vidura, who was always dedicated to Dharma. He took care about accounting, about the proper way to spend the wealth for different items. Duryodhan was even given service to collect the wealth that the kings were still bringing. And also, they were very careful because he was very wicked, so that with getting wealth, he wouldn't keep so much aside for himself. Shri Krishna himself asked for the service. He is the Supreme Lord. But still, he desired to serve, and when asked by King Yudhishthir which service he wants, he said that he wants to wash the dust of the lotus feet of the devotees. In this way, the Supreme Lord served the lotus feet of the arriving devotees by washing them. So in this way, everyone present were served. So much of gold and wealth was distributed to them. No one ever saw so much wealth, so much gold being distributed. Seeing how much wealth King Yudhishthir possessed and distributed, it looked as the treasurer Varuna himself was possessing and distributing all that wealth. So in this way, along with so many gifts, jewelry, gold, dakshinas, donations were given to all the present. Everyone was so satisfied and pleased, glorifying King Yudhishthir. So in this way, everyone was taken care of. And as everyone was served, grandfather Bhishma Dev told to King Yudhishthir, along with gifts that everyone received, they should be worshipped personally as they came and bestowed their mercy. So each of the present guests, along with the gifts given, they should be worshipped as they would be leaving. So in this way, all the sacrifice would be complete. So, along with some auspicious activity, there are also obstacles that are coming. Now King Yudhishthir, he was considering, who is the supreme person to be worshipped? And he asked Grandfather Bhishma Dev, who answered, "O King, there is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna Chandra, who is present here on earth, performing his human leela. He is present here. He is the one that is qualified to be worshipped by everyone. So in this way, as King Yudhishthir asked Grandfather Bhishma Dev, saying that, as he was instructed, everyone is worshipable. But who is the supremely worshipable person that the supreme worship should be offered to? And in this way, Grandfather Bhishma Dev instructed that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who came as a human, he came in Yaduvamsa, the Supreme Lord Shri Krishna, that he is the source of all the energies all the powers. He is the one that Devarishi Narada worships and glorifies. Devarishi Narada, he is Krishna's devotee. He was also present there. And seeing the situation, Devarishi Narada, he understood that there will be some obstacles, some difficulties arriving. And as soon as Bhishma Dev answered King Yudhishthir's question, who is to receive the supreme worship, Santanu Nandan, the son of Santanu, Bhishma Dev, he told Yaduvamsa Shiromani, the crest jeweler of Yadu dynasty, the Supreme Lord Shri Krishna, is the one to be worshipped by everyone. He is like the sun, dispelling the darkness by his auspicious presence. Now, he is the one that is a giver of life. He is the one, the only one, to receive the supreme worship. In this way, Veda Vyas and all the other Trikalakya, meaning the saints that know past, present, and future, they were all present there. But Bhishma Dev told amongst all of them, the Supreme Lord Shri Krishna is to be offered the supreme worship. In this way, Dharmaraj Yudhishthir made arrangements that according to scriptures, with bliss, with supreme bliss, Supreme Lord Shri Krishna would be worshipped. In this way, the ceremony started. The puja, the worship, washing of his lotus feet were done. Immediately, the fire started. Means, seeing the worship of Shri Krishna. Chedi King Shishupal immediately started cursing. He was so angry and he told to Grandfather Bhishma. He didn't call him Grandfather Bhishma, Bhishma Dev. He just said, "Oh Bhishma, you became old. Your hair and beard are gray. You're saying you're brahmachari, but you're false brahmachari. Being so old and knowledgeable, you establish this thief as the supremely worshipable one. You gave qualification to be worshipped to this thief. It's not the fault of these young boys, five Pandavas, but it's your fault that you gave such instruction." And he gave the names of other personalities, including Duryodhan, who are considering by him more qualified to receive worship. He said, they should be worshipped. Why did you establish this thief as the most worshipable one? He's not a king. He's just wearing a dress of a king. Don't you know that he ran away from the battlefield? Who is going to worship this useless Krishna? And he then addressed Shri Krishna himself. He said, "You are so bad behaved. You are accepting worship of all these qualified priests, although being unqualified yourself. How is that possible?" And he further and further offended the Lord. He said, "Like a dog who steals a vessel and then he thinks he is great. You're considering yourself great personality. You shouldn't do that. You shouldn't do so." Shri Krishna was quiet. He didn't say anything. he was remembering further talks about the birth of Shishupal and his life. He was thinking inside of himself, remembering all of those predictions. Seeing this, Balaram stood up. He was so angry. He said, taking his huge mace, he said, "I will kill you now." Shri Krishna was smiling and he pacified him. He said, "Don't you remember what I promised to our auntie?" He said, "Just be peaceful." Further on, King Yudhishthir went to Shishupal and with sweet, soft voice he told, "O King of Chedi Kingdom, don't speak like this amongst all of us. That's adharma." He said, "I'm speaking to you so that you get pacified. You shouldn't speak like this. Our grandfather Bhishma Dev, he gave instructions. He established our Madhav to be worshipped. So it's not proper what you're saying. Our grandfather Bhishma Dev, he knows everything about the tattva, about the conclusions related to our Shri Krishna. He established our Madhav, our Keshav, as the supremely worshipable person. If he wouldn't be qualified, he wouldn't speak so. So please, get peaceful." Hearing the words of King Yudhishthir, Bhishma Dev told him, "It's worthless to speak to him. He is not able to hear or understand anything." Bhimasen also stood up. He was ready to finish Shishupal. And Grandfather Bhishma Dev held his hand and he said, "Look, the one that is offended, the one whom Shishupal is offending, he's sitting peaceful, not saying anything. So get pacified yourself. Don't worry. When he will die, when Shishupal will die, he will scream like a dog. Shri Krishna Chandra, the Supreme Lord, is here. So there is no need to worry at all. You will see everything auspicious will happen for King Yudhishthir and all of you. Supreme Lord Shri Krishna is the Supreme Lord, Parameshwar." In this way, he further instructed everyone. In this way, Bhishma Dev was quiet. And then further, son of Madri, Sahadev, all the younger than other brothers, he was furious. And he told, "If this foolish king, Shishupal, along with other foolish kings, wants to continue like this, I will destroy you all. In this moment, I will kill them all. Even if a young brother can speak like this, what can be told about the other brothers?" Sahadev, he was so angry. And from the sky, flowers were showered. Devas were pleased with this young king. When he is able to speak so, what to say of the others then? How brave they are. So the words of glorification of Sahadev were heard from all the sides. So in this, Sahadev was speaking, protecting the glory of Shri Krishna. Still, Shishupal wouldn't stop. He was burning in fire, offending and offending further. And also he was inducing other kings to also be offensive. He called them. There were foolish kings present there. So he started to invite them to also be offensive. Bhishma Dev, grandfather Bhishma Dev, told, he's like a dog, he spoke about Shishupal. He said when the lion eats and goes to rest, dogs who otherwise can't do anything are barking then, and they are thinking that they are so great. This foolish Shishupal, he doesn't know that along with him, all these foolish kings that are hearing him are also all going to be destroyed. Further on, Shishupal was offending. He started further offending grandfather Bhishma Dev. He says, you are so foolish, and for your own interest and for your own ego, you're glorifying Shri Krishna. You're glorifying this cowherd boy. When he was a boy, he killed a bird. What a great thing is that? Shri Krishna killed Bakasura, demon, in the form of the bird. But he said, he killed the bird, he killed the horse, meaning Keshi demon as well. He says when he was a small child, he kicked and destroyed the chariot. That was Shakatasura demon. He was pretending to hold mountain Govardhan for 7 days. He says, anyone can do so. What a great thing is that? He says, why did Krishna hold Govardhan? Just because of food that he desired. Those foolish Brajavasis brought so much of foodstuff. And being greedy for all those foodstuffs, he was present there. He said he even killed Kamsa. He said in scriptures, it's described that women, cows, they shouldn't be fighted with, and they shouldn't be killed. But he did so when he was a small child. He killed a woman, Putana demoness. Scriptures are saying, don't put hand upon a woman, means don't beat a woman. But he killed a woman. So in this way, Shishupal was offending Bhishma Dev. He said, this old man is mad. Devotees that were present there couldn't hear anymore. They would stand up and leave. Shishupal was further offending Bhishma Dev. He said, he's saying that he is brahmachari, but he is false brahmachari. He was making arrangement for marriage and he kidnapped Amba. But then he has left her. So he was offending further and further. Bhimasen was so angry. He just couldn't hold himself. He was crushing his teeth. The sound was so strong. It sounded like clouds themselves rambling. He was so angry. Bhishma Dev was pacifying Bhima, saying again and again, don't worry. Bhima was so angry. He wanted to cut Shishupal in pieces. His teeth were crumbling as he was holding them, and the sound was strong as of clouds. Who would hold him? He was so angry. Grandfather Bhishmadev was holding the hand of Bhimasev. He said, "I will tell you the story, narration about this wicked person, Shishupal. It's very hard to hold Bhimsen. Bhimasen, Balaram, they were so powerful and in the same time they're very simple. But when they get angry, it's very hard to stop them, to hold them." So Grandfather Bhishmadev told, when Shishupal was born in Chedi dynasty, he was releasing the sounds as a mule, the same way as Duryodhan. Vidura told when Duryodhan was born, he said he should be killed immediately for the benefit of all the family. He instructed that he should be killed or thrown into the water, drowned immediately, that he will create so many difficulties for all the country, for all the inhabitants, that he should be killed immediately. So the same was meant for Shishupal. And in that moment, there was the sound coming from the skies. Bhishmadev spoke, who told that he shouldn't be killed at that time, but the time for his death will come. The mother of Shishupal, filled with motherly love, she pleaded to everyone present, "Don't kill my son." But now when the sound came from the skies that her son will be killed in time, although it's not done so, she inquired to the voice from the sky and she received the answer, "Look, Devi, the one who will kill your son is the one into whose hands, when that person will hold your baby, newborn baby Shishupal, who was born with four hands and three eyes, when that person who will kill him would hold him in his hands, your son will give up two hands and third eye, so you will know that's the person." So this happened. Soon, when all the guests came to see the newborn child Shishupal, many guests were present there, along with Shri Krishna's family. Vasudev, Devaki, Balaram, they all came along with Shri Krishna. They were each of them holding small baby Shishupal in their arms. When Shri Krishna took him, his two arms immediately disappeared along with his third eye. Seeing this, his mother, auntie of Krishna, in secret, during the night, he came to Krishna and she was pleading. She said, "Please, don't kill my son." Shri Krishna now was affectionately holding the hand of his auntie. He said, "You are like my mother." The mother of Shishupal was holding Shri Krishna's hand and pleading, "Don't kill my son." She said, "I won't leave your hand until you promise to me. I'm begging you, please don't kill my son." And after so much of pleading, Shri Krishna told, "You are like my mother. I am telling you as to my own mother, you're my auntie. I am telling you, I cannot promise that I won't kill him, but I'll promise you that I will forgive his 100 offenses. After 100 offense, I can't tell that I won't kill him. So in this way, he could explain to his auntie. In some way, he pacified her, and she left. So as Bhishma Dev was narrating this history about Shishupal to Bhima Sen, Shishupal became even more angry. He said, "This Krishna, he ran from the battlefield, being afraid of Jarasandha, and now I should be afraid of him, a coward who flew from the battlefield. I should be worried that he will kill me after my 100th offense." He said to Shri Krishna, he said, "You can't do anything to me." And he continued offending. So in this way, in the presence of all the saints, all the kings, he continued. One by one offense, he was continuing. He was cursing and offending Shri Krishna. Now Shri Krishna spoke to him. He says, "Look, Shishupal, I would kill you immediately, but I promised to my auntie, to your mother, that I will tolerate, I will forgive your 100 offenses. So you are coming close. I am warning you, stop now, be quiet. Otherwise, I'll have to kill you afterwards." And as Shishupal didn't stop, hundred offense came of Shishupal towards Shri Krishna and others, and Shri Krishna remembered his Sudarshan Chakra, who immediately came with a fearsome sound coming from all direction. And Shri Krishna, by his Sudarshana Chakra, he cut the throat of Shishupal. He killed him. At that time, everyone has seen something amazing. As Shishupal's body fell down as a mountain from his throat, where Sudarshan Chakra cut it, his throat, effulgent soul came and took a form of a human, offering obeisances to Shri Krishna. He emerged with Shri Krishna's effulgence. Everyone glorified Shri Krishna. So Shishupal's birth was third birth according to the curse. He is one of the brothers, doorkeepers, Jai and Vijay, who were cursed by four Kumaras. So now his last birth ended and he went back to his service in the Lord's abode as a doorkeeper of Vaikuntha. We can see the endless mercy of the Supreme Lord, that even the demons are, by his mercy, getting liberation. We have seen in the example of Venu, wicked king Vena, also Kamsa. We can see by their example also that they were, all the demons received the liberation by the Lord's mercy. Once the demons had a meeting. They all knew, all the being demons, that Sri Krishna is the Supreme Lord. All of them, seeing the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, they pleaded. They told, we are not like your devotees. We can't close your eyes and remember you, meditate upon you. Minds of the sadhus, saints, are pure and they can remember you. They can meditate upon you in sattva, in purity, in a pure mood. They can worship you. They can meditate upon you. But we are by nature tamoguni, in the lowest mood of darkness. Our minds are not pure. So we can't meditate upon you as sadhus and rishis, as saints. So they were inquiring, our dear Lord, can we reach you ever? Sri Krishna Chandra answered, our acharyas, Sridhar Pandit and Srila Jiva Goswami, they explained in their commentaries that Sri Krishna answered to the pleading of demons who said, we are tamogunis. Is there any hope for us for liberation? They told, it's hard for us to control our mind. So Sri Krishna answered to them, if you can't control your minds and meditate upon me, if you're always angry and fighting, then fight with me. I will accept that as your service. Our Gaudiya Acharyas, they also describe further on, others as well, that by bhakti one can gain the Lord. But also examples were given that even those who are constantly remembering the Lord in anger, in enmity, they will also reach the Lord. They will get sayuja murti. It means liberation by merging with the effulgence of the Lord. That's great difference, our Gaudiya Vaishnava Acharyas explained, between the mercy the devotees get, getting to serve the Lord eternally, and the Sayujya Mukti that demons are getting as a blessing of the Lord. So, everyone, all the saints glorified the Lord, that this wicked Shishupal who came and was offending him now was blessed by him, that he has killed him and allowed liberation of his soul that merged with his effulgence. So in this way, Sri Krishna embraced King Yudhishthir and all the brothers, Arjun, Bhimasen, Nakul and Sahadev. So in this way, the sacrifice was completed successfully under protection of the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. So in this way, Sri Krishna, he came to his older brother, King Yudhishthir, and he said, my older brother, please permit me now to go back to Dwaraka. King Yudhishthir embraced Sri Krishna, glorifying him. And he said, it's all by your mercy. It's not by my qualification, but by your mercy that all the sacrifice could be completed. You need to go back You are desiring to go back to Dwaraka as your family members and your duties are awaiting you. So we cannot stop you furthermore. So everyone was crying as Shri Krishna was to leave now. With permission of King Yudhishthir, now Shri Krishna went to his auntie, offering obeisances to her, to Kunti Devi. She embraced him and she told, also sending, he gave permission to Shri Krishna to go and also told and sent the greetings to Subhadra, to Rukmini, etc. So Shri Krishna, taking bath and getting ready while Brahmanas were singing auspicious glorifications, Shri Krishna mounting his chariot, that great chariot that was received when Jarasandha was conquered, he mounted that divine chariot where his charioteer Daruka was waiting. So again, King Yudhishthir and other Pandava brothers were going along with Shri Krishna towards the borders of the kingdom, following him on his way towards Dwaraka. They were glorifying Shri Krishna, that he is like a cloud that is showering mercy upon everyone, as a tree that is giving fruits and shade to everyone. Shri Krishna embraced them and paid farewell to all of them. And in this way, from Indraprastha, he was on the way quickly towards his kingdom of Dwaraka. As he has reached there, everyone was blissfully welcoming him. Brahmanas were chanting Vedic mantras, welcoming him. Then he went, first of all, to his elders, offered obeisances, to Queen's chambers. So Maharaj is saying, by tomorrow we are concluding our katha here, and by the mercy of Shriman Mahaprabhu, if he bestows his mercy upon us tomorrow, again at 5 o'clock in the morning, we are going to continue with our katha, and now we are putting our katha to rest here.
Shri Shri Giriraj Maharaj Ki Jai, Shri Shri Grindra Vihari Lal Bhagavan Ki Jai, Shri Shri Mahabharat Pancham Bet Ki Jai, Shri Shri Vedavyas Bhagavan Ki Jai, Shri Shri Shukadev Goswami पाते की जाए श्री श्री वैशंपायन महामुनि की जाए श्री श्री सुतदेव गोस्वामी पाते की जाए श्री श्री शौनकादि ऋषि वृंद की जाए श्री श्री सिद्ध श्री रामकृष्ण दास बाबाजी महाराज की जय श्री श्री अपन अपन गुरु महाराज की जय जब्बल कृष्णचंद्र भगवान की जय पंच पांडव की जय राश्व यज्ञ की जय 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 श्री राधे Nitai Gaur Haribol.